This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India's health ministry reported its lowest number of new daily COVID-19 cases in nearly 3 weeks on Saturday, but the government warns a surge is still sweeping across rural areas. Officials say the overall rate of infections fell nearly 20% this week after being down about 22% the week before. But Saturday, India still saw more than 300,000 new cases and nearly 4,000 deaths. Only the U.S. has recorded more total COVID-19 cases. The United States has seen more than 32 million infections compared to about 24 million for India, but experts say the South Asian nation is undercounting. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro rallied his base Saturday, appearing on horseback and even in a helicopter flyover as his popularity dips and he faces harsh criticism for his handling of the pandemic, which has ravaged his country. The far-right leader put out a call for rallies in several cities, which were meant to gather the country's so-called conservative soldiers, including farmers and the religious right. Brazil is the second hardest hit COVID-19 country in the world after the United States, but Bolsonaro has questioned the virus and vaccines. His approval rating hit an all-time low of 24% this week as Brazil's Senate investigates his handling of the pandemic. On Saturday, he cast doubt on the country's 2022 presidential elections, questioning the country's electronic voting system without evidence. 30 people were sentenced to death in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday for their role in anti-police violence, marking the end of Ramadan. Officials say a policeman was killed on Thursday as rival Muslim groups fought over the right to celebrate Eid al-Fitr festivities, marking the end of Ramadan at a major sports stadium. The government has also confirmed that one policewoman is in critical condition and 46 others injured. A total of 38 people who had been arrested appeared at Friday's trial. It was broadcast live on public television and lasted until the early hours of Saturday. The DRC has not carried out the death penalty since 2003, commuting most to life in prison. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.